Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is your old pal Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 9 from ABC News is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is the Supreme Court's final day of the term, and the justices will hand down a critical decision this morning on whether former President Donald Trump has immunity from actions related to the January 6th riot. President Biden's family gathered at Camp David over the weekend, urging him to stay in the presidential race and keep fighting despite last week's dismal debate performance. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Biden's campaign team making it clear that the president will not step aside, telling allies in a memo obtained by ABC News that Biden got off to a slow start, but then drew a sharp contrast with Trump on the issues that matter most to voters, and arguing to supporters that if Biden were to drop out now, it would lead to weeks of chaos, internal food fighting, and a highway to losing to Donald Trump. Some of Biden's top allies insisting one bad night will not derail his campaign.
Hurricane Beryl has re-strengthened into an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane in the Caribbean. Maximum sustained winds 130 miles an hour. This is ABC News. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles this morning.
This comes just 2 days after South Korea, the U.S., and Japan finished their trilateral drills in the region. North Korea strongly denounced the joint drill through a statement on Sunday, accusing it of hindering security on the Korean Peninsula. Monday's test fire was a second attempt in 1 week, following the failed launch last Wednesday. South Korean military immediately detected and surveilled the missiles and is analyzing details, according to Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Hak-young, Kate Lee, ABC News, Seoul.
One of the missiles is believed to have failed and landed near the capital of Pyongyang. Defense officials have confirmed several U.S. military bases in Europe are under a heightened state of alert. Bases moved to Force Protection Condition Charlie, the second highest level, over the weekend. Officials say the change is in response to an incident or the likelihood of a terrorist action, but they've not revealed any details. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy 4th of July. It's family time, festival, and fun time. Please be safe. And when you're in Spring Green, stop in and check out all the beautiful ruby jewelry now on sale through the end of July at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy and mild conditions through the day, a high of 75, 59 tonight. And that's when the next round of showers is mentioned. Showers and thunderstorms likely later on tonight. For Tuesday, 76 with a few rounds of rain and thunderstorms. Wednesday, 84 with a slight chance of showers. And for the 4th, 83 during the day. It looks all right. A 40% chance of showers, especially from evening on, is predicted. Right now, on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 63 degrees.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadine Lions Club proudly presents the Red Fest, Sunday, July 14th at the Lion Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. or until it's sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18, plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadine Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th from 11 until 2.
Welcome to our morning show from WRCO Radio. The mayor of the city of Richland Center, Todd Coppernall, is in to talk with us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, absolutely. And it's been a little busy since the last time we talked to you. You and attorney Michael Wendell were here a month ago talking about some things. And I think both of you have been busy in the last month, haven't you?
I think, as I always say, I can't believe a month already went by. But yeah, it's always busy. Summertime always is. And there's a lot of activity at City Hall right now.
Indeed. So that's one of the things we wanted to tackle right off the bat here. So there have been a lot of things being said, a lot of things, rumors on the streets and things like that. And what can you tell us? What's the latest?
Well, you would think people would know better than to believe rumors or to listen to someone who's not directly involved, no matter what their intentions might be. But as we know, human nature, that's not always how it goes. One thing I'll get the community up to speed on, there is an investigation into the job performance of the city administrator, Ashley Oliphant, and a couple of points on that. The first one that I fear maybe a lot of people missed, even though it was reported, is that that investigation was launched at her own request. Ashley said, you know, heard the rumor mill, didn't like it, said, I don't think I've done anything I shouldn't have done, and I'm willing to prove it. Go ahead and investigate me, which shows great character, in my opinion. If you know Ashley, or if you have not met her, trust me when I tell you she's a woman of character. Agree with her or don't on any particular issue. She's a woman of character who is doing what she believes is best at all times to help the city of Richland Center. And in this case, what she thought was best, let's just clear the air. There are some people that haven't wanted to meet with her themselves and talk in person about their feelings and what they've heard. And some other people have, and it went away satisfied with her response. There's just sort of a mix out there. So just to get this out of the way so the community can move forward, do this third-party investigation. And that's how it's been done. It's not being conducted by myself or the city attorney, anybody like that. It's an independent third party. And just now when I came in here, Phil, attorney Michael Wendell let me know that he, the city attorney, has just received the results of that investigation, and they will be released to the public shortly.
Okay. I know there's a city council meeting. People have been hearing about that. Obviously, you meet regularly with the council, but it sounds like tomorrow's meeting could be maybe a little busier than some, you know, with community input and things like that. What have you heard? What's your feeling on that?
No, true story. So what's going on there? Last week on Tuesday, the council had a special session to discuss multiple issues, the two big ones. Administrator Oliphant got the council up to speed on some personnel things that have to be discussed in closed session. And then the city attorney, also in closed session, told them his feelings on the current utility commission and gave the council a recommendation. Again, this was from the city attorney, to do one of three things. Find a new city administrator, replace the existing members of the utility commission with new people, or dissolve the utility commission and perhaps go with city council oversight of city utilities. And his recommendation to the council was option three, which would be to dissolve the utility commission. And that's not a small choice, and I'll give a lot of credit to the council. They did exactly what I think they should have done, which was pause, That's a lot of information in a long meeting and not a small decision. So think about something like that before you take action. And that's what they're doing. So what I said, and the council all agreed, is that we should have an opportunity for public input on that. So during tomorrow night, Tuesday night's city council meeting, which begins at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, we're going to allow public comment on that topic. Okay, so there will be a time set aside for people to share their thoughts and opinions on the topic surrounding the utility commission.
So it's not an open floor for just to talk about anything.
Not you're right. I'll be allowing that during the agenda item, which is the discussion of the utility commission. That's what this is for. Obviously, if somebody has other concerns, they know how to reach their alderpersons or myself to discuss whatever's on their mind, and we always welcome that. But I'm specifically in this moment, I'm allowing a lot more leeway than we might have in a typical council session because this is a big deal, right? It's a big decision. There's going to be a lot of emotion. That's what happens with big decisions. So let people come down and speak to their elected officials. I think that's what should happen at a time like this. And the council all agreed, give them credit, all eight of them said that's right. We should have public input before they make any choice at all. They think they should hear from the people, and I agree. So that's how we're going to do that.
Can you see both sides of it if you proceed as is or if you do away with the utility?
Right. There are multiple options before the council, right? Each one would bring some differences, right? A key point for everyone in the community to know is that if any change is made, there is no intent, there is no effort at all to change anything associated with any of the jobs, the job descriptions any of our utility employees have. So hours they work, benefits pay, none of that is part of this discussion. This is strictly the utility commission we're talking about. And what I think will happen, we'll share information. I would assume Attorney Wendell will lead that discussion and share information with the public, and then we'll open it for feedback, and then the council does what they do, right? They contemplate and decide. Perhaps they make a decision Tuesday night, tomorrow night, and perhaps they do not. That is in their hands. That is their authority to do so, and I think we're doing this the way we should be. Put it before the council, let the people hear what's up, let the people say what they think, and then the council makes a choice or decides not to change. It's in the hands of the eight older persons.
So what about the rumor on the street about dissolving the park board? Is that something that's up for discussion or not?
No, I have not been in a conversation regarding the park board of that nature. No. I don't know where that rumor came from, but we're not. Right now, keep the conversation where it belongs, which is number one, where one conversation is the utility commission. Number two, a separate one, an investigation into the job performance of the city administrator, which was done at her request. Those things are reality. Park board has not been on the list of conversations. I've not been in any conversation where that came up.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy meeting, though.
Always. First of all, they all are. But this one, of course, the reason is, and this makes sense, there will be a lot of emotion on this. There will be, whatever decision is made. A discussion of this nature gets people's attention. That's not all bad, because it'll bring people before the council that typically do not attend. A lot of our council meetings, there's three or four people there, and they're usually the same three or four people. Well, that won't be true this time. And I think there's some real value in that, whatever the outcome, whatever the choice that the council decides to make, is to remind, it's a quick reminder to the people that representative government is what we have. That's a really good thing. But it only works if the people are engaged, if the people are involved. This will bring people back into the building. This will bring people before their elected officials, myself and the eight older persons. And I can't tell you how often, Phil, people ask me, they'll say it like this, who's my older person? And I'll say, well, first of all, you have two of them. And they'll say, I didn't know that. And they'll say, who's mine? Well, we do an election every April. 4 of the 8 city council seats, so one older person seat in each of the 4 districts in the city, is up for election every April. Come on in, meet them. You know, look them in the eye, talk to them. Stay after the meeting and talk to them. You know, that's how this is supposed to work, right? It's not, well, the election was last April and I'm busy tonight. It's these are the people elected to make decisions on behalf of the citizens of Richland Center. A very, very big deal that none of us take lightly, and direction, input from the residents goes a long way if something's on your mind. So whatever the outcome of this specific issue in this particular meeting, I'm glad we've got people reengaging with the process.
Is it important to talk to your older person? You know, if you're hearing this today and you're concerned about what's going on tomorrow night, is it you know, important and imperative to try to talk to them in advance or not?
Well, sure, why not? Again, they're your elected representative. They will cast a vote on not just this issue, but all of the issues that you see coming before the council throughout a year. There's just the 8 of them that make these choices. It's a very important role. Okay, they spend the money for the city, right? They set the budget and vote to approve it, and what gets bought and what gets left out. Just as an example, if a new ordinance were passed or an old ordinance were either repealed or amended, these are the people who decide that. A lot of people have a misconception that the mayor can just do things, right? Or just says what goes on. No. Not necessarily here, guys. And the mayor, for instance, in a case like this, only has a vote in the case of a tie vote by the council. Okay, so the mayor oversees all of this and provides guidance and input. That's going to happen. It always does. But then when it's time to vote, the only reason I would ever vote is if they vote in a tie, which means those 8 people are critically important. They're making the decisions on behalf of the people who live in the city.
Also concern about some new faces and a lack of faces at City Hall. I mean, that's another discussion.
Right. So I've got some good news for people that are watching that situation. There have been some new hires. There's a new administrative assistant stopped down to the clerk's office and meet her. She's doing a great job, great attitude. I know there will be a couple of new police officers in the near future, too. So, you know, things are moving in a positive direction now on that front. Yeah, we've had some people leave. I've seen that in a lot of other businesses without nearly the hoopla. I didn't see all of this when the county put an administrator in and the city attorney of multiple decades left, the city clerk of multiple decades resigned, the sheriff resigned, the judge retired, the highway commissioner left, several other employees left. I don't know. I didn't see a press release on that or a headline. I'm just curious on that point, too. I don't know. When teachers leave the school district at the end of the year, I don't see this hoopla. I think people come and go from places like the hospital and Shriver's and Rockwell on a consistent basis. It's just we reached a point in a lot of these cases, these people retired. Not all of them, but a lot of these people retired. That happens, okay? Details are what they are, but we reached a point where a lot of these people were just at that point in their career and retired. It wasn't all of them. And yeah, we have some spots to fill and we're working to do that. I'm open to discussing this. So is the administrator. I'm sure the older persons are too. We need to get some spots filled with quality people. But rather than worrying about that, how about this? If you think a job like that would have interest for you, how about applying for the job? Come on down to the city municipal building and meet some of us and see if we're a fit.
So all of this, how do you spin it into a positive and move forward, Todd?
You just keep working. That's just the reality of things. You just keep working, right? We'll have announced very shortly results of the investigation into the administrator. We'll deal with whatever it says. The council will meet tomorrow night. They will make their decision on the future of the utility commission. It's not the only thing on the agenda, but it's the big one. And we'll move forward from that point. It's just what it is. You just keep going. It's like life, right? Surprises, difficulties, challenges come up in anybody's life. How many things have you faced that you never thought you would? And the answer is always to keep going. And that's what we're doing. And it's what we will do with whatever the outcome is of these things we're working on right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, the story that came out about the county, you know, and the Pine Valley situation. I think people maybe at this point, you know, a little bit skeptical about things and maybe a little bit, you know, untrusting and things like that. I guess that's human nature, right?
It is human nature, Phil, and it's fair to say that. And I don't judge people at all for having feelings. I mean, we all do. It's a key part of being a person, isn't it? You feel things and you react to that. You learn, you grow. Okay, I understand. I live here too, and I saw the report. People don't like it. I don't like it. That came out regarding that happened with the county. All right, so it happened. They'll move forward from there and move on. That's what their lot is now, to sort that out and move on from that. I understand the emotion, but it's the same answer I already gave. Stay engaged. Okay, at the county level, it's the same thing. So your county board supervisors are elected, and they're the ones who make decisions on behalf of the people in the county. Don't look away. Don't fall asleep. Show up at a meeting. Listen to the news. You know, listen to WRCO. Read the Richland Observer. Come to a county board meeting or committee meeting. Come to a city council meeting or committee meeting. These people are making decisions on your behalf, and some of them are sort of inconsequential, but some of them are the big ones. And the whole point is, we're fortunate enough to live in a country that lets us choose which people make decisions on our behalf. Don't leave the process. Stay engaged.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. Certainly, you got a lot of things going on other than what we're talking about, the meeting tomorrow. Anything else in the city that you want to discuss this morning?
It's not. There's some happy stuff, too.
Yeah.
One thing that's really fun for me every year, two things that I like to do in the summer months, is walk through the Aquatic Center and meet the people that are enjoying themselves in there and ask where they're from. And it's amazing how many of them are not from here. We get a lot of people from Richland Center. But the last two times I went, I met people from Reedsburg, Cazenovia, Reedstown, you know, Boscobel. These guys are coming from around the area. And they'll say, this is the best pool anywhere near here. I'm sure glad you built it. We love to come over here. And what I say to them oftentimes, do you believe you'd be in Richland Center today if we hadn't built this? And it's almost universally no. We came for the pool, which is fun. That was part of why we built it, to attract some new attention for our community. And we're getting that, and that's fun. And another one is, now right now, I don't know as high as the river is, but I like to go down to the kayak landing near where the old community center was off Seminary Street. And I'll just go down there on a Sunday and stand there, and people pull up in their kayak, and I introduce myself as the mayor, and I ask them where they're from. And it's the craziest thing. I've met people in the Pine River from San Diego, from Phoenix, from Seattle. I mean, you get them from Cazenovia too, all the exotic places, Cazenovia and Seattle. But you get them from Hub City, Cazenovia, you know, Wilton. But then you'll meet somebody from San Diego, and you can't help but say, wow, how do you find us, right? And it's online is the answer. That's what changed everything. But it's fun for me when we're in the summer months and there's more events going on and people are more mobile and they're outside more, to realize how many people come and visit our community that are not from here, and then where they're coming from. And it surprises me. So I'm sure your listeners, when they hear me say that, they're probably surprised too. But I think that's kind of a fun thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly changed. You know, as you mentioned, people finding us online and things like that from the old days. It would have never happened in the 80s unless somebody had relatives around here, probably.
I mean, Phil, Ithaca High School is basically over a hill from Richland Center, right? Essentially, right? And when I was growing up, I only knew a few kids that went to Ithaca. I got out of high school in 1985, but in the Ithaca class of 85, I might have known two or three kids. I just didn't encounter them. And even the kids in your class as a grade school kid, you might not see them all summer. You go 3 months without seeing a kid that lives six blocks away. You know, and now the internet has changed everything. I was talking to a young man the other day from Viroqua, and he said he's 2 years out of high school. He said nobody he knows is dating someone from the town he grew up in because they all meet online.
Mm-hmm.
And so you knew the girl next door forever, but she's old news. I'm online and I met somebody from DeSoto. She's cool. And it's just commonplace now. I think it's becoming almost the exception to look right in front of your face instead of going online.
Sure. So you're saying I might have had a chance back in the day if I'd have had the internet.
Yeah, yeah, right. You and me both.
If you went far enough away.
Yeah, you and me both, man.
Where they didn't know us. Mayor Todd Coppernall on the morning show in our studios today. We'll have more coming up in a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Mayor Todd Coppernall is our guest in the studio for the morning show today. As we move ahead, now July 1st, I know the county is supposedly getting the keys from UW-Platteville for the Richland campus buildings. I know that's a county thing, but have you heard anything or what's the latest?
Well, yeah, it's kind of where it's been, but we're getting closer. They're getting closer. The county folks will tell you that they believe they expect to have the results of their study they commissioned looking into the condition of the campus buildings, also the courthouse and the Health and Human Services building, kind of some advice from professionals, you know, which buildings need which work. Is it worth the expense? You know, what's the recommendation on a lot of different buildings? And I have no idea what that report will say, but it's obviously very important as well. These aren't small things either. And it's just a very trying, difficult time, I think, for the folks at the county to be the ones dealing with this, but the same thing, that's the way it is. You run for office and you deal with what happens while you're there, and that's what's happening over there. I think they're doing a good thing. I think they're doing what they should be doing, which is, well, we didn't want this, but we got it. We have the campus and the buildings are empty. What do we do? Because the one thing we all know they can't do and the city can't do eventually if we collaborate with them is just leave empty buildings sitting there. It's not going to work. So we're open at the city to discussing all kinds of ideas with the county when they're ready to do that. I'm sure they'll be open to that too when the time comes, but yeah, they'll have those that report in their hands. Hopefully, the folks have told them they'd have it in July, and that's as much information as I have on it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe by the next time you come in, we'll have a little bit more about that as well.
I would be surprised if we don't, and it'll be, of course, announced, released by the county. It's their property. It's their study. It should be, but I will let the listeners know early in the year, in the winter, we did two community forums on the same day in the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall, and we had representatives from the school district, Richland School District, the city of Richland Center, and Richland County there discussing what we're all working on and talking about collaborative efforts we're all undertaking, trying to find ways to work better together. And we continue to meet. We haven't announced another forum yet, but I'm certain in the future they'll happen. Right now, what we've been doing is just meeting periodically and kind of keeping each other up to speed on what we're doing. And then when we're ready again, when there's enough to talk about, I guess you could say that, we'll do another forum. And you hear these issues going on right now, you can see the likelihood that we'll get there. Uh-huh. And when we're ready and there's a reason, we'll do public forums again. And I think people really enjoyed that.
They were very productive, weren't they?
They were, and they were. I don't know exactly how to quantify, I guess, how much impact. Steve Board from the Richland School District did a great PowerPoint presentation regarding the referendums the school district was advancing or would be advancing at that meeting, and it passed by such a narrow margin. I don't know how much his presentation impacted that, but there's no doubt it did some. I have no doubt. I've heard that from several people. So just an example. In that meeting, that was kind of the big item coming next. So Steve did a lot of the lifting on that one. And I know a lot of the people in attendance were grateful for the information that he shared, and it helped them form their decision on that vote. Just one example that happened to be what went on at the first forum we ever did. Who's to say what'll be next?
I thought the rodeo parade was well attended, maybe the best in the few years anyway.
Yeah, that made me happy. Well-run event, the rodeo every year, and having people enjoy it. I think what happened, we kind of put a little push on getting more local people to the rodeo and to the parade, and it looked like that happened. And I like that a lot. Those people work so hard to compete, and they come to our city to do it, and it's a big deal. It doesn't matter if you're into rodeo, honestly. Be into the event, be into your hometown and what's going on, and the parade happened and the event happened, and I was pleased with how it all went, for sure.
The Richland Area Chamber of Commerce putting on some events, another night market coming up in the month of July. Those have gone well, too.
Yeah, you see now all these events, night markets, farmers markets, wine walks, all these different things, which is fun. I like to see Pumpkin Fest in the fall. You uh-huh. see all of this stuff now, and it's a lot of that came from just people that live here. Brought it forward that happened to be on the Chamber of Commerce or just had an idea. What about this? Or could we try that? And this generation, I would say, of downtown business owners and just people living in town, whatever age you are, our current generation of residents, Richland Center residents, has embraced the idea of let's try it and see how it goes. And so there's more options, more things to do here than we've had in a long time. And it's fun to see, and the feedback. Business owners like it, and just the people living in town enjoy it. Come on out, whatever's next. I know Marty gives good updates from tourism all the time. I think people are surprised when they hear how many things happen in Richland County.
We'd like to see new businesses always, would in every community. Is there a lot of interest in downtown businesses or anything?
Yeah, right. It's an interesting time. Oops, there are some businesses that showing interest in Richland Center, for sure. The trick sometimes, if they want to build a new structure, is to get the land. And that's a challenge here because we're in steep hills with a lot of floodplains, so it's a little tricky sometimes, but we're working on more than one front to try to help make some of that happen. Yep, you get interest in the downtown, you get interest on the edge of town, and I think the job of the city economic development director, Jason Glassbrenner, is to hear them all out and make the best recommendations he can, and he does.
Anything new as terms of, I know there was talk about possible hotels in the future and those kind of things?
Well, I know there was a hotel feasibility study that was commissioned that showed that Richland Center does have a need for another hotel. That was not my opinion. That was not the city's opinion. That was, again, an independent, it was industry experts basically saying, yeah, you do need one. And so we'll see what happens there. But tomorrow, no. But is there a possibility that a hotel comes to town? Sure there is. Are there hotel chains that have some interest? Yes, there are. Details beyond that I really can't share right now. So I don't have a timeline for you. Specifics like that. But is it a possibility? Sure it is. There's some other businesses people ask about all the time. They ask about a grocery store all the time. I'd love to see it. A great deal of effort has gone into that. And yeah, we are talking to a grocer, and that's as much as you're going to get today.
Well, it's safe to say that Viroqua has a new one coming in, but there are differences, right?
There are two, at least, critical differences, and it was some good fortune for Viroqua, good for them, I guess. In their case, Aldi's is coming to town. It's been publicly announced, and the two things that led, that made it move fast, there was a gentleman that owned some property right on the highway where they wanted to be, and he sold the land. He was willing to sell the land, number one, critical component. They were able to quickly get an agreement on the acquisition of land. And then number two, and I don't have all the details on this, but based on its location, or I don't remember, the entrance point perhaps to where the store will be isn't on the highway, it's just off the highway, which relieved the city of a lot of DOT oversight. Okay, that's a big deal too, because when you have to deal with the Department of Transportation, if, for instance, an entry point to a new structure is going to come off the highway, they have a lot of authority, and that's fine. It just means it slows things down because you have to follow the law. You have to show them what you want to do. They have to tell you this or that. Change this, you can do that. All of these things add time to the process. And in their case, they didn't have to do all of that with the DOT, and they had a willing landowner willing to sell. So they got kind of the fast track. Sometimes you get lucky. And I don't think the mayor over there, or a lot of your listeners will recognize the name, LaVon Spanky Felton, who helps with economic development over there. And I've known him since we were 12. If you want dirt on LaVon, come to the mayor's office. Or call Craig Chicker. He'll remember.
a lot of extra time. You might have to be there a while.
That's right. Yeah. But I think economic development and the mayor's office in Viroqua would tell you they had some good fortune, and that's fine. Good for them. That doesn't have anything to do with the city of Richland Center and our possibility of perhaps attracting a grocery store in the future. They are not intertwined at all.
What about the latest on the street construction? Has the weather delayed that any, Todd?
It sure did. The beginning of the 8th Street project was slowed almost a month. The crew was finishing a project in Mezzomini, and if you remember, in the month of May, it just didn't stop raining. They were going to be here something like the 12th, the 10th, the 8th of May. They kept pushing, and it took several weeks to actually get them here. They're making good progress. And the guys have been great. I happen to live right by that project, so I've met a lot of the guys doing the work. Great people working hard. I like the character. I like accountability from these people. They're really trying to be responsive and listen to the neighbors and work timely and get things done. Well, now we're getting pounded with the rain. An example of that, when it rains so much, I think we got 4 inches of rain in just such a short time on a Saturday night just recently, after we'd had 4 inches the day before, and it washed a lot of that project out because it had been filled with sand and gravel, and it washed it right out. There were ravines all up and down 8th Street. First of all, our street department did a good job getting barricades up to keep people out of it. But then second of all, I sent a voicemail to Andy Zimmer from MSA Engineering, and he reached out to G-Pro, the road crew. And they were here at 6:30 Sunday morning, fixing that street, and they did. They made it passable, usable again, and it started to wash out again the next time it rained. And as soon as the rain was done and it was accessible, they fixed it again. So I've been really pleased with their attentiveness.
Mm-hmm. What was there any thought of sandbags? Somebody asked me about that. Was there any need for anything like that or not?
Well, the dike did its job again. Darla Wentz, if you're listening, wow, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. Decades ago now, when Darla was mayor, he dug in and fought for putting a dike into town and took all kinds of grief, criticism, and some real nastiness went on. And he held his ground, and the city council did too. and they made the decision to put a dike in. I don't know. Is it 8 times, 10 times, 12 times now that dike likely has saved the downtown? Mm-hmm. You look at all that water and the flooding in through the years now. We've seen it in Viola, in Coon Valley, in Cross Plains, in Spring Green, in Reedsburg, right? Significant damage that we haven't had because the dike is there and it does its job and it did it again. And I can remember years gone by when Congress Street would have water almost up to the top of a car door up and down the street. And I drove down it in the midst of that rain and it just had puddles from the rain that had landed on the pavement. Darlo, thanks. And I'm sorry, I don't know who the older persons were who voted in favor of that construction of that dike, but whoever you were, thank you so much. Our community has an asset that's not the flashy, sexy one. It's not the shiny new toy. But that dike not only preserved what we have, it allowed for expansion on Orange Street, which prior to the dike was floodplain and not buildable. It allowed for the creation of the Wedgwood neighborhood, which prior to the dike was floodplain and not buildable. So you talk about standing in there when you know you're doing the right thing and getting it done. That's the best example in my lifetime. And to everyone involved, thank you so much for what you did.
All right, Todd. Well, in conclusion, again, if people have concerns, the council meets tomorrow night at 6:30, right?
You bet. Phil, thanks for having me on, man.
All right. Sounds good. Mayor Todd Coppernall on WRCO Radio for our morning show today.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This is Michael Kaufman, former mayor of Richland Center, speaking to the people of the community on an important issue to all of us. Recently, the city of Richland Center has lost a staggering number of employees and department supervisors due to what has become an unfriendly work environment. In my previous mayoral position, I had the privilege to work with these experienced, hardworking people. It appears that our elected officials are not in tune as to what is happening, since they do not work day-to-day with these employees. The officials may not know what each person does in his or her job. The next city council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 2nd at 6:30 p.m. At that time, the council will discuss the options of 1. Finding a new city administrator, 2. Replacing the current members of the Utility Commission, or 3. Dissolving the Utility Commission. I have served on that commission in the past and know the importance of having it in our community. The Red Board, which was created to help business development, has already been eliminated, and there is discussion about disbanding the Park Board as well. We need commissions and commissioners who are residents of the community. These members and volunteers have the best interests of the community at heart. I'm asking the members of the community to attend the meeting on Tuesday night, July 2nd, to voice their concerns. We all need to work together to make Richland Center the best it can be, a pleasant community in which to live and work. This announcement was authorized and paid for by Michael Kaufman on behalf of our community.
Well,
Welcome back to a Monday morning show on WRCO. Thanks to Mayor Todd Coppernall for being our guest, kicking off a new month here as we change pages in our book. And we've got some great shows coming up during the month of July as we welcome in folks for our community conversation as well. Tomorrow on the program, we'll be talking about the upcoming Lone Rock 4th of July celebration. One of the oldest events in our area. And going back in time, lots of remembrances, a lot of history there. And they bring it up to date with one of the great parades and also a great fireworks display, just a day-long celebration coming up on Thursday. There's also a run walk this year. So we'll have guests in the studio tomorrow to talk about that very subject. On Wednesday's morning show, Marty Richards will be here from Greater Richland Tourism, and he'll be talking about the many events in our area and going on. This is right now the time to kind of look back on the last year and look at some of the numbers. And they're just staggering, the number of people that come to this area now. And maybe they have been the last few years, but it seems like it's just really taken off here in the last couple of years. So we'll talk about that on Wednesday. Thursday the 4th, we'll also have some special information on our morning show as well. Many things going on real soon, including a new Alice in Dairyland will be coming in, taking over a week from today. But we'll have the chance to talk one last time with Ashley Hagenow, who is the current Alice in Dairyland, at least for another week. But we'll have a chance to talk to her later on this week as well and kind of talk about the last year. And she usually has a really good recipe as well, using some great dairy products. So we look forward to that. Steve Colesett will be in later this week talking about some more pancakes for a good cause from the Richland Center Kiwanis Club as well. And we're looking forward to the next few weeks, some really good community information, including members of Riverdale School District will be here next week to talk about new staff coming in and also about the upcoming referendum for the Riverdale School District, which will be in August. So that's a very important show coming up next Wednesday, in fact. And always fun to welcome our good friend Bobby G. Rice back to the area. And Bobby and Alice will be coming back to the area for a special dedication on Saturday, July 13th. And they'll also be celebrating, it's no secret, Bobby's 80th birthday. So they'll have a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new sign, and it will proclaim Boscobel as the proud hometown of country singer-songwriter legend Bobby G. Rice. So it's in place, but the official dedication will be coming up on the 13th. So a little bit of information on that particular day, Bobby G. Rice Day in Boscobel. From 9 to 11, they'll have breakfast with Bobby and Alice at the Unique Cafe, and all will be welcome there. The official ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Sands Hotel will take place at 11:30 that Saturday morning. And just like the old days, Bobby will be performing a song or two atop a hay wagon. So a chance for him to perform there, kind of like he used to. And then at 1 o'clock that afternoon, there'll be a viewing of the trailer from the soon-to-be-released movie The Wooden Bowl that has Bobby's song What Goes Through Your Mind as the lead song. So they'll be showing that particular trailer. And I talked to Bobby about this particular movie that's coming out, and it's about dementia and Alzheimer's, and he's able to tie that song in with that particular theme and movie. So that'll be good to see that and what that's all about. It will be officially released later on this year. From 1:30 until 3:30 on the 13th, Bobby will be acoustically performing at the Blaine Gym, and he and his wife Alice will have a continued meet and greet as well. So if you're a musician or a singer, you can bring your instruments and sing a song or two with Bobby. So that's going to be a good opportunity as well. The events are all free will offerings, so they're all free of charge, but they are currently raising money to offset the cost of the sign and raise some money to support that particular account. There is a fundraising account open at Community First Bank in Boscobel, and they're accepting all donations. So just let them know that your donation is for the Bobby G. Rice Sign Fund, and any and all donations are greatly appreciated. That is coming up on Saturday, July 13th.
And Bobby will be in the studio with us, let's see, the 15th of July. So he'll be able to kind of reflect back on the weekend. And, well, he said he's going to bring his guitar along. So we always have fun when Bobby comes in, and maybe we can encourage him to sing a couple songs. He always tries me to get a sing-along with him as well, but normally I leave my mic off if I can. That's a look ahead at some July events, at least the first half of July, on The Morning Show.
I want to go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head. Just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I can't help but wonder, why am I still here? Got friends in Austin, be so awesome to get by there. A special lady down in Brady, I still miss her every day. Can't take the Texas out of me, it's time to head that way. I wanna go back, my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head. Just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I'm gonna bring my guitar and find a country band. Play western swing and shuffles like we did back then. I wanna go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head. Just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas.
Favorite hometown son, Bobby G. Rice. That's one that he released a few years ago, that traditional shuffle in the background, and Down in Texas. On The Morning Show from WRCO Radio, it is 9 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Coming up later on this morning, your chance to win some delicious ice cream. It's ice cream month during the month of June, if you didn't know. So we'll be giving you those opportunities all month long, as we did during June Dairy Month with some great dairy products. We kind of transition into July and give you the chance to win some ice cream. Who doesn't like ice cream, huh? I don't know. I'll tell you. It's good stuff, good for me, and it's something that's really, I try to, you know, moderation, absolutely, in the summertime, but it just kind of goes hand in hand. And I know I just like at night, it stays light so long at night. And I know I need to hit the hay a little earlier if I get the opportunity. But it's so hard to hit the hay when it's still light out. It's like you're missing something, right?
I was 12 when Daddy said to me, take to drinking, boy, that road don't lead nowhere. And don't you ever let me hear you swear, don't you dare. He told me stealing is a lazy man's way. Something for nothing leaves you hell the place it don't lie. Then you can look the whole world in the eye. Honey, I tried, but since I met you, girl, I'm breaking every rule. I must confess, I'm just a backsliding fool. I wanna drink from you.
Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage